Now today's top federal headlines. Members of the House Armed Services Committee are not happy that OMB, OPM, and Homeland Security decided not to testify at a classified hearing on the OPM data breach yesterday. The agency cited the committee's intention to transcribe the hearing as their main reason. The committee did receive a briefing from DOD and the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, however. 42 Secret Service agents will be suspended for up to 12 days for releasing Congressman Jason Chaffetz's old job application to the agency. At a hearing yesterday, Director Joseph Clancy said the punishment is in line with other agencies, but he would like the ability to dish out tougher discipline more quickly. He is limited by civil service rules, though. Some chief financial officers say they have more responsibilities than ever before. A new report done by the Association of Government Accountants and Grant Thornton LLP finds recent laws like FATARA and the Digital Accountability and Transparency Act are making their roles more complicated. National Science Foundation CFO Martha Rubenstein went as far to say FATARA is, quote, muddying the waters of what her responsibilities are. Some CFOs say they still have the same problems they did 25 years ago when Congress passed the Chief Financial Officers Act. NASA receives its fifth consecutive clean audit opinion, meaning its financial statements were found to fairly represent its financial position. CFO David Radzanowski says it reflects the agency's commitment to excellence. The Department of Homeland Security also received a clean audit opinion for the third year in a row. The Environmental Protection Agency is trying something new to deliver on its mission. Jason Miller has the details in the IT special report.
EPA is piloting the cloud.gov platform from the 18F group at the General Services Administration. EPA Chief Information Officer Ann Duncan says she's putting two mission-critical applications, eEnterprise and eManifest, on the open-source cloud platform. Duncan says her goal is to see how the applications run on the platform as a service while measuring for effectiveness and efficiency improvements. 18F launched the cloud.gov platform about a month ago. I'm Jason Miller.
Good news for all agencies. They all earned passing grades on this year's Federal Plain Language Report Card. The Center for Plain Language says agencies' organization and design of public documents still needs work, though, especially DOD and state. Both of them received Cs in that category. The Department of Commerce takes another step towards a data-driven government, hiring its first-ever chief data scientist. Jeffrey Chen will play a key role in advancing projects related to the Commerce Data Service. He joins the department after working with NASA and the White House Office of Science and Technology Policy. The Army's top acquisition official plans to retire at the end of January. More from Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu.
Heidi Hsu, the Assistant Secretary of the Army for Acquisition, Logistics, and Technology, told her staff in an email that it's been an honor to work with them, but that it's time to move on. Her retirement was first reported by the online publication Inside Defense. Hsu is among the longest-serving political employees in DOD. She joined the department at the beginning of the Obama administration as the Army's number two acquisition official, just as an outside panel was drawing up a scathing report on a decade of Army acquisition failures before then, and she's been a staunch defender of the work the Army has done since then. Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio.
And the Air Force welcomes their newest Deputy Chief of Staff for Manpower, Personnel, and Services. Lieutenant General Gina Grosso is now responsible for plans and policies covering all life cycles of military and civilian personnel management. She is the first female to hold this position. Find these stories and more at federalnewsradio.com. I'm Eric White.